O ye rich and wealthy, fear God. O you the affluent, and O kings, O you who are wealthy, there are but few among you who fear God and are pious in the ways prescribed by him. Most of you are devoted to the possessions and territories of this world, and spend your entire lives occupied to this end, and give not thought to your death. All those wealthy persons who do not observe their prayers and are unmindful of God carry the sins of all their servants and attendants around their necks. All those wealthy persons who consume alcohol also carry the sins of the people who intoxicate themselves under their influence. You who claim to possess understanding, know that this world is not eternal, so take hold of yourselves, eschew all immoderation, and abstain from every type of intoxicant. It is not alcohol alone that ruins a person. Opium, ganja, charas, bhang, hemp, and all other addictions are similarly destructive. They ruin the mind and destroy lives. So shun all such substances. I cannot understand why one would choose to indulge in these intoxicants when year on year they claim the lives of thousands of addicts, not to mention the torment of the hereafter. Become righteous so that you may live long and receive the blessings of God. He who remains engrossed in extreme luxury lives an accursed life. He who shows discourtesy or inconsideration lives an accursed life. He who neglects God and is unsympathetic towards his servants lives an accursed life. A rich person will be held accountable for their duties towards God and their fellow human beings in the same way as will one of meager means, nay, even more stringently. How unfortunate is the one who places his trust in this short span of life and completely turns away from God and makes use of those things prohibited by God with such impudence as if they were lawful for him. In the likeness of one who is mad, when angered, such a person is prepared to curse, injure, or even kill. In the heat of their lustful passions, they are driven to the extremes of shamelessness. Such a person shall never attain true happiness until death seizes him. My dear ones, you have only come to this world for a short while, much of which has already passed. Thus do not displease your Lord. An earthly government of great might can annihilate you if you displease them. Reflect, how then is it possible for you to escape the wrath of God Almighty? If you are righteous in the eyes of God, none can destroy you, for your Lord himself shall protect you. The enemy who thirsts for your life will never be able to prevail over you. If not for this protection, no one can guard your life, and you will spend your life in fear of your enemies and be made anxious by all types of affliction, and ultimately your final days will be consumed by grief and anger. God becomes the refuge of those who attach themselves to him. Therefore hasten towards him and forego all forms of opposition to him. Do not be indolent in fulfilling your obligations towards him, and do not wrong his servants through your words or deeds. Remain forever fearful of the anger and wrath of heaven, for this is the only path to salvation.